We want to talk with one of our favorite guests on Hot Talk. That is the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Secretary John Snow, back with us on Hot Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott, and glad to be back on the show with you.
We're happy to have you back. I think we last chatted when we were out at the White House in January, and then last summer we were aboard the Jobs and Growth Tour bus throughout the upper Midwest. And I remember at that time asking you, hey, when are the jobs going to come back, and when are we going to get this thing going? You said, the signs are there. It's coming. And now we're a summer later. How are we doing? Give us a report card.
Well, we're in the middle of a very strong recovery. And for the last year or so, the American economy has been growing at the fastest rate in 20 years. And we've had now 10 straight months of good job pickup, with over a million and a half jobs in that period, with the unemployment rate down in 47 of the 50 states, with manufacturing turning the corner, with housing strong, construction strong, home ownership at the highest level in the country's history, real disposable income rising. We're on a good path here, Scott.
You know, one of the things John Edwards said in his acceptance speech on Wednesday night was that most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And when he said that, I thought of the statistic you just mentioned about home ownership rates. I mean, we're talking about two-thirds of Americans that own their own home, right? I mean, do you think that the picture of the economy being put forward by Democrats these days, and specifically Kieran Edwards this weekend, is based in reality at all?
Well, what I do know is that we have an economy that's performing very, very well. And the pessimism you hear, you know, never creates a job. And it's not consistent with the underlying facts. You really have to, you wonder if people are in touch with the American economy who talk about it in a pessimistic way, because there's nothing to be pessimistic about. As I say, the highest growth rates in 20 years, a million and a half jobs, unemployment rates down in 47 of the 50 states, jobs being created all across America for all sorts of Americans and all age groups, all education levels, all races. We have the economy going the right way, and that's clear from the confidence, consumer confidence numbers we saw. University of Michigan, just came out with their latest confidence index, very strong. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index, very strong, highest in 2 years. So, Scott, I question people who view the American economy from a pessimistic point of view.
There are some new numbers out today. They have to do with the growth rate, the GDP, and in the spring, and the number is less than we thought, but it's 3%. Now, most of the media today are going to report that as a negative. Is that a negative?
No, it's not a negative, because it came in combination with an upward revision of the first quarter. The first quarter had initially been reported at 3.9% and was revised to a very strong 4.5%. That took some output out of the second quarter and put it in the first quarter. But if you combine the first quarter and the second quarter, the first half, in other words, we're growing at 3.75%, which is very strong growth rates and very sustainable. And the good thing about the American economy today is we have so much headroom for continued non-inflationary growth, with lots of jobs being created and with real wages, real disposable income going up.
Now, so you, and by the way, just to compare that for folks, for instance, the last quarter of 2000, I think the growth was at about 2.1%. So 3.75% over the first 6 months of 2004, pretty good number, right?
Very, very good numbers. And you put your finger on something there. People forget sometimes that the president inherited a recession.
Yeah, do we know now? I know that they were going to go back and look at when exactly that recession started. What, was it still March, or was it in late 2000, or do we know yet?
They haven't revised it, but the evidence is pretty clear that the GDP was falling. Nobody can dispute that, was falling in the last half of 2000, coming down, and was slowing markedly by the time the president took office. And that created a lot of headwinds against which, you know, we've been fighting. The president's been fighting for the last 3.5 years.
Now, what about the fact that, you know, you had a big number late in 2003 of 8.2% growth, now you seem to be going a little bit slower. Now, is that a result of the tax cuts, sort of the money that came back being spent, and now we're back to reality here? Or why is it going, for instance, from the first quarter, 4.5%, to the second quarter, 3%? Is that something we should be worried about?
No, I don't think so at all. That 8% quarter that we had last year, the third quarter last year, was extraordinary. It reflected a lot of pent-up demand. It reflected the first effects of the tax cut. And no one would have thought that we could have sustained growth rates for the long term of 8%. The economy long-term growth is around 3%. The non-inflationary long-term full employment growth is about 3%. We're growing at 3.75, well above that level. It's a number to feel good about.
So you got that. You got inflation looking good. In fact, the numbers today on inflation actually were better than thought, than predicted, right? And then the jobs keep coming here. 1.5 million since the president announced his tax cut, and it took effect. So
we're on the right path.
We're clearly
on the right path. And you know, one other thing to look at, Scott, is what people are doing with their disposable income now. They have more disposable income, and some of that's going into home sales. And we just had those home sales reports that bring home ownership in the United States to the highest level ever. Nearly 70% of all Americans own their own home, which is an extraordinary thing.
Can we lose this criticism of this being a jobless recovery now? Is that gone?
Well, I think you're going to hear all sorts of things. This is the political season, and I don't put a lot of store in much of the political talk. The facts speak for themselves. The facts are, in 47 of the 50 states, the unemployment rates are down over the course of the last year. In 46 of the 50 states, there are more jobs. 1.5 million jobs have been created. Real disposable income is up 11% or so since the president took office. Home ownership is at the highest level ever. Exports were up 13% in this last quarter. And consumer confidence is at 2-year highs. So it's hard to be pessimistic about any of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, I've heard two different things, and I'd like you to clear this up for me. I've heard one thing, that after-tax income, since the Bush administration has been in charge, is up 11%, which is obviously a result of the tax cut, and I think a good thing. We also hear a lot of talk from the other side about how new jobs that are created pay, on average, $9,000 than the jobs that have been lost. Which is true?
Well, the first is certainly true. Real disposable income is up about 11%. On this suggestion that we are creating jobs, but they're not good jobs, on that, Scott, there's just no evidence to support it. In fact, what the evidence shows is that we are creating jobs across the board. We're creating jobs in manufacturing, in services, in banking, in retail, in the restaurant and hotel businesses, construction, across the board. And they look like, on average, they're the sort of jobs that reflect the average jobs in the American economy. There is no evidence that these are the so-called low-paying jobs, the hamburger flipper jobs that demean American work. We've got a good recovery going on here, and the unemployment rates have fallen and jobs have been created across all levels of education and race and age. It's something to celebrate rather than something to be pessimistic about.
Two other quick things. One, there's also talk of eliminating the tax cut for the top 2% of income earners, which includes about 2/3 of that group of small businesses. Would that take the wind out of the sail of this recovery?
It would be disastrous. It would be disastrous. I can't think of anything that could be done that would more endanger, more put in peril this recovery. We have the strong recovery because small business is expanding and growing and hiring and putting up help wanted signs. Why anybody would want to take away from small business the engine of the American economy, the job creation source of the American economy, the incentive to create more jobs is beyond me. It would be devastating.
And lastly, I want to ask you about the deficit. We're going to hear a lot about that in the next 95 days, some from some folks who proposed $2 trillion in spending, so I don't really think they're all that concerned about the deficit. But having said that, is the growth rate we're getting now, the signs you're seeing in the recovery, enough to make some progress on the national debt without major cuts in spending?
Absolutely. What we're going to see is a continuing reduction in the deficit, which we all acknowledge is too large. It's understandable given the war on terror and the need to rebuild homeland security and deal with Afghanistan and Iraq. It's understandable, but it's too large. The president said that. It's unwelcome. We're addressing it. It's going to come down, and it's going to come down as we grow the economy and get more receipts. When the economy grows, when more people are working, when firms are expanding and profitable, it generates revenue for the federal government. And we're already seeing that. We're seeing the government receipts rising as the economy is strengthening. But that's not enough. We also have to control spending. And, you know, the president's put forward this plan to cut the deficit in half over the course of the next 5 years. We're going to do that. But we're going to do it through tight spending controls, as well as sustaining a growing economy.
President Bush's man at Treasury, a steady hand on the economic tiller of the United States of America, Secretary of Treasury John Snow.